I got a guy on the line right now who is a fishing nut, but that's not what you know him for. He's called the real deal. His name is James Neal, for those of you who follow hockey like I do. He is a professional hockey player, the NHL, Edmonton Oilers. But James and I are connected in a couple of weird ways. Good morning, James. How are you?
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
Good. Sorry to keep you late here this morning. We're running a little behind. I hope you you don't mind.
All good. Those fishing stories, they tend to run a little long, I know.
Oh, my God. It's craziness. So you're in Nashville right now as we speak. Tell folks how you're hunkering down and dealing with this epidemic, first of all, or pandemic, first of all.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm in Nashville. I bought a place here when I got traded from Pittsburgh, and I've kept my home. So I love it here, and the weather's nice, so I'm enjoying that.
Nice. And you're in isolation. You're in quarantine. What are you doing? How do you pass your days away these days?
I know it's. I think everyone's going a little crazy right now, but I've been lucky enough. I got a few friends that we're staying close, and we've been out at Buddy's farm, and we've been throwing some lines in the stream and in his pond and fishing a little bit.
Nice.
And hunting, turkey season open. I was never a hunter, but I'm starting to learn how to shoot a gun a little bit. We're starting to turkey hunt, so I'm learning a few different things in this. So it's been nice.
Nice. There's so many things I have to ask you, but first of all, I need to draw the connection between you and I. First of all, folks don't know, I know your father, Peter. And that's how this whole thing started. But we discovered that Peter and I were connected in a strange way, and that obviously connects you to me in a strange way. I often tell the story to people how I got involved in fishing, at what age I got involved in fishing. And it was very young, and I was not a good student and not don't like to encourage this kind of activity. But when I was a kid in grade, 3, 4, 5, and 6, I used to play hooky a lot. And the reason I played hooky is because I was fishing.
In grade 3.
I swear to God, it's crazy. Well, we lived right on the Oshawa River, or the Oshawa Creek, right? So anyway, so I used to play hooky a lot. And consequently, I was brought to the principal's office a lot. And guess who the principal was at that time? I'm asking you, James.
Wow, I have no idea.
You don't, huh?
No.
How about your aunt, Helen McGrath, Sister Thomas Aquinas?
Yeah. Wow.
That is crazy.
Wow. Is that wild? What a crazy, crazy connection.
Yeah.
She used to tell me, James, she used to say, because back then they called us by our last names in school for some bizarre reason. But anyways, she used to say, Viola, how many times do I have to tell you? You're never going to make a living from fishing, so stick to school.
Crazy. I think she had a soft spot because you knew you were fishing. So
craziness. Anyways. All right. So how does an NHL superstar deal with this pandemic and, more importantly, the closure of the season? What's going on in your life, man?
Yeah, no, not much. It's tough like anybody. It's been pretty quiet here, but lucky to be surrounded with some good friends, like I said. So we're trying to stay as busy as we can. We get our workouts in and try to go on with our days. We got like I said, we got a few streams and ponds that we've been fishing in, and so it hasn't been too bad. So we're lucky enough. We have this good weather, and I never really fly fished before. So I was learning how to fly fish, and just doing things that really I hadn't done before. So it's been nice in that way.
By the way, we can hear the outdoors in the background. That is fantastic. I love it.
Yeah.
How often are you in touch with the NHLPA or a representative, or trying to ask questions of the league? How often do you look into that?
Yeah, everyone's really connected. So we have daily chats and keep everybody up to date with things that are going on. But I think most importantly, it's a little bit beyond hockey right now. It's just about everybody's health and safety and well-being, and I think, you know, once things clear up a little bit here, then we'll have a little more clarity on what happens with professional sports.
Do you have any predictions? Can you let us in on the NHL season at all?
I don't, but I would like to think that we could hopefully finish it maybe come July.
Okay.
But like I said, it's just really tough to say for anybody that's anybody involved. It's just a weird time, and everyone's kind of trying to stay ready, and you know, everyone wants to see Stanley Cup playoff hockey, so and we want to play in it. So if we can play, we will, and we'll see how things work themselves out.
It must be tough going from, I know it's hard going from 0 to 100 because you guys go through it every training camp in the fall to get up to speed to regular playing conditioning. But how difficult is it to go from 100 to 0, the opposite?
Yeah, I think that's a tougher one for us. But I think you learn pretty quick. And I think that's why a lot of guys that play hockey love fishing. I think that's kind of where you can just go out and go in your boat, go in the water, and you know, kind of just shut it off and relax and just enjoy being in the outdoors. So, you know, I think that's a big thing.
When do you think you're going to be back north of the border and to your place up on Lake Simcoe?
Yes, I know. I wish I could tell you. We'll have to get out for a fish when I'm back. But
yes,
I bought a nice spot on Lake Simcoe. I'm looking forward to catching some nice fish out there, so maybe in a few months.
Well, you're on one of the best bass fisheries on the planet, so you won't have to go far outside your door. I'm telling you right now, man, it's going to be a blast for you. We look forward to hopefully seeing you play a meaningful game or two for the rest of this season with the Oilers, but certainly we will follow you along into the new season and maybe even catch up with you when you do get back this summer.
Yeah, I would love that. Thanks a lot, Angel.
Thanks for the time, and we'll stay in touch, my friend. You take care of yourself.
You too, pal.
All right. James, the real deal, Neil, coming to us from someplace on a beautiful, the background was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, birds chirping.
Some beautiful little outdoors place in Nashville. Interesting. Interesting. All right, more hockey, right? I'd love to have more hockey. You and me and everybody else listening. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.